Defense Attorney Frederick Cohn, who during his brief opening statement mispronounced several names, including the victims, told the jury they should find Lopez Quintero not guilty because he could not form the intent to murder Deputy Fabiano.
My client asserts that he was so damn drunk he can't remember what happened. But we don't dispute the state's evidence that in all probability our client was the driver of that car and the shooter.
After hearing the tape of the dispatch transmissions the night of the deputy's murder, UW Parkside Police Officer Jimmy Spino testified that after Fabiano ordered the driver of the van to get out three times, shots were fired and the deputy fell to the ground.
I saw a silhouette of a person running from the other side of the van. I started giving my commands, stop police. I then saw the suspect raise his right hand, running away from me. And I saw the weapon come up in my direction. I started to discharge my service weapon towards that location as I attempted to make my way towards Officer Fabiano.
In his opening statement, District Attorney Bob Zapp said Ezekiel Lopez Quintero suffered a graze wound to his back. The trial, which is being held in Racine County, is expected to last all week. In Racine, Janet Hoff for the Wisconsin Radio Network.